see how that goes.
Well, Bill, I would imagine we would see the starters for maybe one series.
I'm not even really sure if we're going to see that, other than just to get that continuity of finishing the first half, going out, and getting ready to go. And then I think you're right. I think we're going to see all of the second team. Maybe I don't believe we dressed any ninth graders, but I could be wrong. And, you know, that's one thing, and kind of a special thing for the class of seniors that just graduated. You talked to Levi Vitas. That's the only class that Coach McPherson has dressed for every football game from 2004 to the day they played against North Gwinnett in 2007. They dressed and traveled every game, their freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year.
And how many state championship rings do they have to show for that?
3 out of 4 years, and that is just tremendous. But he's never had a freshman class that he's done that with, that he has let them dress all the way from the very beginning.
Where's the pictures you had, Bill?
Oh, yeah, these were from the 2005 state championship. We'll try and put some of those out on the webpage in the next couple days. That was Wes and I showing off at that time the 2004 state championship ring, knowing that we were going to get another one for the 2005. All right, Wes, I believe it's to you, son.
Well, I'm trying to see who's back deep. You see Kenneth Durden is back deep.
Kenneth Durden, now that is
along with number 29, Troy Braswell.
Kenneth Durden, a sophomore quarterback. We're going to need to keep the roster handy this time.
Woodland approaches the football, high kick. And it's taken by Kenneth Durden. He's up to the 20. 25 cuts outside. Hauling down as he crosses the 30 up to about the 32-yard line.
In on the tackle was number 12, Sam McClama, and number 19, Darius Tooks. All right, let's see.
Wait, Darius Stanley in.
Yeah, this is all. There's not even.
Nope.
Ken Durden is going to come out at the quarterback spot.
He's a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore. Ball on the far hash mark. Woodland in a 3-3 stack. They walk a corner up, and there goes a flag right there, right
off
the bat.
Could be substitution right away, because just with all these new kids out there. You got to count. Let's see.
Yep. Dead ball. Illegal substitution.
Yeah.
5-yard penalty. And there on the officials, Bill. The officials see it, they count them, they throw the flag, it's a legal substitution, 5 yards. But if they don't, then you've got illegal participation, which
is 15.
And that's 15
yards. And like I said just a second ago, you're going to have that with some of your second teams coming out because it's not as set as that first team. And so a lot of times you turn around, there's three wing backs, two fullbacks. It's hard to stay on top.
Durden goes under center, first and 15. Takes a snap. And give the ball to
Braswell,
and Braswell will lose about 5 yards.
Yeah, that defensive line able to come through our offensive line pretty quickly and get right on him. Have number 81, James Mathis. Write that down.
Okay.
Number 81, James Mathis, is not on the roster. I believe that's a freshman that they have brought up maybe to take a look at.
Third and under center, takes snap, got a man in motion. Pitches out to Troy Braswell going around the right side. Cuts
I think
back
that's
inside.
Rock. No, it is Braswell. I thought it might have been Rock Preston.
Nope. And there's a flag down. We're going to have a hold, Bill.
Yeah, it looks that way.
10 yards from the spot of the foul, so that'll be up about the 24. So I should take it back to about the 14. We're still running against their first unit. Bill, some of the guys are in now. James Pittman. Kale O'Neill is in. Aaron Winston comes far side. Durden under center. Takes a snap. Drops back looking. Goes way downfield looking for Winston. Winston makes it in and out of his hands at the 40-yard line.
Winston had that wide-open look. Great pass by Ken Durden. Just not able to haul it in, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Vikings.
Edmund Thompson back in coverage, and he was all over Winston. And Hayden Martin on to punt for the first time tonight. Back deep will be number 19, Darius Tooks.
So Hayden Martin out for the first time.
Martin standing about our 10-yard line. Tooks back about the 45.
Is that who's snapping the ball? Jackson Dalton?
That's Jackson Dalton. There's a snap. Left
footed punt.
Footer. hit the ball, hits, bounces across the 45, down to the 40. They roll all the way down, Bill, to the 37-yard line, where Woodland will take over first and 10 from there.
Nice first punt, having stood on the sideline.
Bill, big score out of from Coffee County. Coffee beating Ware.
24-0. Wow. 24-0. Coffee over Ware?
In the fourth quarter.
That's what we just heard in the fourth quarter.
First and 10, Woodland from their own 37-yard line.
Folks, now that score update came from out of the stand, so we can't
Sam McClain, back
sure.
Quarterback. He's got a man on either side of him. Drops back, throws the ball out in the flat. Oh, intercepted by Corey Jackson.
Corey Jackson, number six, just climbed the ladder to get that one, Wes.
And the Vikings will take over first and 10 at the Woodland 39-yard line.
Looks like we're going to see Cole Parker this time at quarterback. I thought we'd see that, Cole Parker and Ken Durden alternating.
Steven Gibbs comes in at running back along with Geraldo Orta.
We hadn't had Parkers out on the field in a while. Austin Parker was last here in 06, and, of course, Zach Parker was here for a long time. They are cousins.
Cole goes under center. Four-man front for the Wolfpack. Tied into our side. Drops back.
James Mathis.
Nope, gives it.
James Mathis, number 81.
Makes the carry, and he rumbles from the 39 all the way down to
about a 12-yard gain.
About the 27 for the market down, 12-yard gain, and a first down for the Vikings.
You see him run off the sideline. Does he look kind of imposing as a size-wise?
Yes, sir.
He's a freshman. He's a freshman.
Parker goes under center. Two wing backs and a fullback. Woodland and a five-man front. They give it to the fullback right up the middle.
Number
that's
44.
Number 44. And that is Dale McMurrow. And touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Dale McMurrow. Great time for the second team. Just a great charge right up the middle. It is so hard to stop that fullback.
Bill, no running clock here in the second half.
Well, now, it will stop after a touchdown anyway. You and I, I'm sorry, we didn't pay attention to whether it was running or not. But it will stop after a touchdown anyway.
On to attempt the extra point is Joel Burkhalter.
Avery Alderman to hold.
There's a kick up. And it's good. And with 6:32 to go here in the third quarter, so Vikings 63, Woodland nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, 6:32 to go, third quarter. It's 63-0, while in the fourth quarter over at Bazemore Hyder Stadium, the Wildcats lead it 42-7.
Set to kick off for the Vikings, a new kicker, number 47, Jed Solomon, sophomore.
Back deep to receive is going to be Kevin Wynn and Chris Lewis. Nope, I'm sorry. It's number 42, Antonio Tarplin. Takes a kick, comes outside. Pass one man, two, cuts inside. Good move. Finally hauled down up at the 24-yard line by
that number 28.
That looks like 28. That's Derek Godfrey.
Derek Godfrey. Hard not to say Derek Perry at number 28. Darius Perry, of course, now down at Florida International University, wearing number 21, preparing for a game tomorrow, and they're going to Kansas. They are going to play the University of Kansas. So he might not be in Miami right now.
Sam McClammon in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. Takes a snap, drops back. Again, look. Goes across the middle. And the catch made by number 9, Calvin Bennett, up at the 30, maybe the 31-yard line.
Number 20, Rock Mitchell there in coverage.
It's a 6-yard pass play. The second and four from the 31.
Remember number 20, DeAndrick Mitchell, when we were in the field house last year. Coach turned and said, this is Rock. From now on, this is Rock.
Ty Butler comes to the near side. Ricky Wright in the slot on this side. McClama throws the ball out in the flat. Oh, in and out of the hands again of Alton Price. and that would have been enough for a first down, so it'll be third and four.
Sheree Jackson there in coverage. Number 99 checking in now, Dylan Roberts. I'm trying to get some names in and out of here. 76, Deion Crenshaw checks out.
Lee Carter in. We're in a four-man front. Again, Woodland twins, two far side, two near side. The wing back on the left side. Drops back. McClammer throws out in the flats. Catch made by Ricky Wright. And it'll be close to the first down. Let's see where they're going to mark him at, Bill.
Rock Mitchell there on the tackle, but Lee Carter was running free, made a hit on the quarterback just as he threw the ball.
And the referee steps in and says, first down. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead at 63-0.
The clock is running, Wes.
Yep.
So it's been a running clock. It does stop after a score, though. Score, a timeout, and an injury.
Ray Lewis back in at quarterback for the Wolfpack. Oh, timeout, Woodland. 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 63-0. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 3:53 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 63-0. It will be first and 10 for the Wolfpack. The ball on the near hash mark going from left to right. They put Ricky Wright at the tight end. And they give the ball. Nope. Ray Lewis keeps it, tries to go around left side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up about half a yard.
They brought back in their starting quarterback, Ray Lewis, for that play. They had been running Sam McClemma. Number 99, Dylan Roberts, checks out.
Dominic Davis in now for our Vikings, along with Brandon Fox. Kenneth Durden at corner. Number 29, that's Troy Braswell, sophomore at corner.
Got number 37, Brandon Fox, in there at defensive end.
McClama back in at quarterback. Again, he's got twins. Takes a snap, looks, throws out in the flat. Oh, and I was going to say catch made by number 9, Calvin Bennett, but there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, number six, Edmund Thompson, he just took off before the ball was snapped. They can do that in Arena League, but not here. He never crossed the line, but he did go in motion forward.
Clock stopped, 3:01 to go here in the third quarter.
And he'll wind the clock here.
Bill, want to remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach McPherson and I will sit down and recap this ball game and look ahead to next week's Peachtree Ridge game. McClama in the shotgun, drops back, looks, being chased out of the pocket, stops, starts to throw, almost caught from behind. Oh, now run into by number 13, that's Brian Moore.
And Brian plants him after about a five-yard loss.
Brandon Fox was chasing him all over the play and ran him right back in to Brian Moore.
Want to remind our listeners, too, after the game tonight or tomorrow morning when you get up, check www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll have the stats from the game end, and by Monday morning we'll have the complete individual stats. Check thevikingvoice.com often.
And don't, as I'll tell you after this, McClama takes a snap, goes out in a flash, caught, oh, in and out of the hands of Ricky Wright.
No catch. Let it roll inside of him, hit his legs.
And when Bill and I sign off tonight, don't go anywhere, folks. Stay right here because Chris Beckham will be back with the Friday Night Football Scoreboard Show.
Yeah, they'll from the time we sign off until midnight, he'll be simulcast. He's over on 105.9 now, and he'll be back on 99.5 Kicks Country up until midnight. Great show. I'll probably stop by the station when we get done here, have a seat with Chris, tell him what we saw tonight.
Vikings in a four-man front. Hunter Brown set the punt. And he does. Ball hits at the 45. We touch it, pick it up, fall on it. That's number 29.
Troy Braswell.
Braswell with the ball still on his feet. Comes across the 40, fights his way back almost to the 45, but they'll say just short around the 44. And that's where the Vikings will take over first and 10 with 1:05 to go here in the third quarter.
You might have remembered Troy Braswell last year came up as a freshman and played quite a bit. He played some wing back late in the playoffs. He has got good wheels. He can really run. He's quite elusive. And to have him back in punt returns, that gives us a little bit of an advantage. Had he fielded that a little cleaner, might have had a better opportunity to return. But even with the bobble and turning around and having to get it, made a great return.
Durden back in at quarterback.
Yeah, looks like Cole, Parker, and Durden just going to alternate here.
Braswell in the backfield. Tied in to our side. Takes a snap. Counterplay to number 31, Kerry Stanley. Stanley fights his way across the 45 up to about the 46, 47. Nope, marking down to at the 50-yard line, Bill. Be second and five from there. Chris May checks in.
Now we're not going to get this playoff. 2-1. That's the end of the third
quarter.
That's
the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead it 63-0. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium. Oh, look who's got the football, Bill. Rumbling is number 81.
James Mathis, but he drops the ball. Hold on.
Nope.
It is a turnover.
Yep, and Woodland has recovered.
Mathis just trying to rumble for a few more yards. Loses the handle. And Wolfpack gets the ball back.
Berrien County winning 16-0 over Atkinson County.
You saw that, a young freshman make a fumble, and the team came around and just rallied around him, told him to keep his head up. You could see him just, you know, things happen. You just got to work at it. He'll get better. Now in at quarterback, number 14, that's Brett Vance for the Wolfpack. In the shotgun, quick, takes the snap, gives it to number 23. That's Sean Robinson. Sean Robbins takes off around the left side, and he'll be pushed out of bounds. There's a shovel pass. He'll be pushed out, almost out of bounds, about the 37-yard line. That'll bring up second and five for the Wolfpack. New quarterback in, West, number 14, Brett Vance. Little shovel pass there, picks up 5 yards, almost six.
10-12 to go. Vance, a little shovel pass to Alton Price as he tries to go around the right side and haul down just across the 40. Bill, he'll pick up about 8 yards on that play.
Yeah, Ken, well, I don't know. No, because Ken Durden got in front of him right there and caused him to fall about the 49 or 41-yard line. So he just falls at the 41-yard line. It'll be third down and a long two for the Wolfpack. Clock is running, 9:41. Our Vikings lead 63-0. Big 56-point half for our Vikings in the first half.
Third and about two. And they give it to the fullback and a little counterplay. That's number 28.
It's going to be close.
John Leonard. It's going to be close to a first down.
Yep, they're going to give him the first down there. Just by about a half yard. Of course, with the running clock, the clock continues to run. Number 92, Ed Moore, checks out.
Again, Wolfpack splits their receivers. Two near side, two far side. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 9. That's Calvin Bennett up to the 49-yard line. And moving the ball on our second unit just a little bit, Bill.
Geraldo Orchard there for the tackle. And they are moving the ball a little bit here against our lot of our sophomores. Who's that checking out now? That's number 13. Brian Moore comes out.
Vance with the ball. Looks, throws downfield. Again, the catch made by Alton Price for the first down at our 45-yard line.
Again, Lee Carter's coming in from that corner at his defensive end position and makes good, strong hits on the quarterback. He's just about a half step late from getting there in time.
8 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 63-0.
Quickly there to the line again.
Vance in the shotgun. Throws deep. Ball up in the air. Oh, in and out of the hands of our guy, number 31.
Kerry Stanley.
Kerry Stanley.
Yeah, he had the position, just the ball went right through his hands. That'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Wolfpack. Again, Lee Carter makes a great attempt to get into the quarterback, just a little bit short. There, number 21, Dominique Davis also checks out.
Second
in is number 41, Tim St. Fort.
Ray Lewis back. Nope, right. Get the ball on the counter to the fullback, number 28. That's John Leonard across the right side. And he may have picked himself up a first down, Bill.
Yeah, rode out of bounds by number 31, Corey Stanley. Yeah, Corey Stanley. But that will be another first down. Clock continues to run.
First and 10 from the 34-yard line.
Checking out, there's number 78, Freddie Lawrence, comes off the defensive line. A little quick pass
and
again.
Pass down to Ricky Wright.
On the tackle, Geraldo Orta.
Vance, a 6'4", 190-pound sophomore, Bill, playing quarterback.
Adam Riboro, number 90, checks out of the game now. Was in on that last play. Also, Tim St. Ford again checks out.
Second and three. We're at the six-minute mark. Vance's pass out. Oh, I tell you what, this little out pass, that one was to Alton Price. And they're going to say he made the catch down about the 23-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down.
Yeah, Geraldo Orta hit him as soon as he caught the ball, drove him backwards, but they're giving him this course's forward momentum. And another first down for the Wolfpack.
First crowd, and 10 from the 23.
Crowd has thinned out as expected.
Counter play again to number 28, Leonard. Leonard over the right side trying to get outside. He run out of bounds.
Number 77, Kente Hakeem Palmer, drives him out of bounds. But again, a big game for the Wolfpack. Rock Mitchell now checks back in. At number one, Mikey on Padgett.
Vance, two receivers near side, two far side. Wait a minute.
Out of
timeout, Vikings. 4:51 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading at 63-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Loudside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne along with Wes James. It's 4:51 left in the ball game. Our Vikings lead 63-0, but the Wolfpack is driving here against our second team. We'll have some scores as we go along here, Wes, so I'll just jump in here as we go.
Vance goes under center, takes the snap, drops back, looks, heads through the end zone, ball up in the air, and
intercepted,
touchback.
Ken Durden on the interception saves the drive and keeps the Wolfpack out of the end zone. Some of these scores, I'm not sure, Wes, if they're finals or not. Pierce County and Cook. Cook leads 6-0. Charlton and Clinch. Charlton 22, Clinch 0. Coffee and Ware. Coffee County 24, Ware County 0. Tiff County and Roswell. Tiff County 25 and Roswell 7. Randolph Clay and Colquitt. Colquitt 40-0 over Randolph Clay. Berrien leads Atkinson County 16-0. Thomasville over Thomas County Central 17-0. Warner Robins over Wheeler 28-0.
And coming out at quarterback will be
Cole Parker.
Parker goes under center, takes a snap. We move, but they're not calling anything. Number 29, That
Braswell.
Is Troy Braswell gets hauled down from behind by his jersey after he picked up about 3 yards.
Yeah, the guard was going to pull, and he just kind of pulled out just a step, and it's hard to catch those. Brooks County over Fellowship Christian, 57-0. Westover and Lee County. Westover 18, Lee County 14. Lanier County, 21-0 over Brantley County. Valdosta High School, 49, Jenkins 7. And down in Florida, Madison County, 55 over Florida High with 7. And those are your updated scores.
Parker goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle.
Is that James Matthews, Mathis again?
Yep, James Mathis. We're at the three-minute mark here in this contest.
No, that was not James Mathis. That was number 11, Josh Ponder.
Vikings will go to 1-0 to start the season, Bill. Far cry from last year when we had that two-hour lightning delay.
Yeah, I was going to say the weather is a lot better.
Third and about two. Parker takes the snap. And we've got the first down over the left side.
That's number 44 that time. That is Dale McBurrow.
And that should pretty much...
Well, there's 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
Well,
one of the things, Wes, you know, as the game gets over, our guys always go down and kneel in front of the band, and they play the alma mater. This time they get to walk down to the end zone. Number 61, that's Lance Stevens, checks out. Been in there on the offensive line.
Parker makes a snap.
Braswell.
And gives it to Braswell, who goes across the right side. Braswell across the 40 up to about the 41. Inside 2 minutes now. It'll be second. And, about three.
Paul Johnson, number 27, brings the play in. And he'll go out far side.
Whistle blows.
Equipment for a Wolfpack player. Got something wrong with his chin strap. 1:18 left in the ballgame. The Vikings lead 63-0. Kind of has gone to script as we thought it would. Maybe a few more points than I really thought we might. But overall, a good first ball game for our Vikings.
Parker takes a snap. Gives the counter to number 26. That's the wrong order around the left side. Oh, down the sidelines, Bill. They will not catch him. No flag on the field.
I see you, Geraldo Orta.
For 60,
59-yard touchdown run.
6 foot, 180-pound sophomore scores with less than a minute to go and just a little off-tackle play and nobody could catch him. Nothing fancy, nothing trickery, just running off tackle, and he got by the linebackers.
Great speed by Orta. Of course, we saw that last year as he came up and played in the defensive backfield in some nickel situations.
Oh, wait a minute.
Last year.
Wait a minute.
Oh, they're going to pull it back. Let's see.
Yep.
Block in the back. Here comes Avery Alderman, number five, brings the play in. Avery Alderman is a kicker. Let's see what he... Now, he held on the last... was the holder on the last play. They're going to take him out at wide receiver. Let's see.
4 foot six, 108 pounds.
That might be generous at 108. Avery's a great guy.
Oh, there's the flag.
Substitution.
Yep, we had 11 on the field. 12.
If we had 11, that would be right.
Yep, we had 12.
Alderman's going to come off now. Well, no.
Lee Carter now comes off.
We did.
We had 12. First and 10 back at the 45-yard line.
The scoreboard's off by one, Wes.
Parker takes a snap. Gives it to number 11. That's Josh Ponder right up the middle.
And that'll be the last play
of the ball game. Bill, Vikings go to 1-0 on the year in defense of their state championship.
win it 63-0 over the Woodland Wolfpack out of Henry County. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back, and start wrapping this one up for you. You are listening to the Lions High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country.